We're talking today about starting a garden from scratch. That is, taking your existing front yard or backyard and transforming it into a beautiful garden for this summer. The first thing you want to look for a new potential garden is sunlight. So the sunlight is going to be a little bit different in the summer than it is right now, but not different enough to totally change where your garden should be placed in your yard. Most fruits and vegetables like at least 8 hours of sun a day. Ideally, you have 10 or more hours of sun. When you walk around your yard right now, you want to take into account the trees, the deciduous trees in your yard, and the fact that they're going to have leaves and maybe be growing in the summertime. So you might want to think about what the trees look like in the summertime as opposed to what they look like now as far as shade. The reason why you want 8 hours of sunlight is because plants need a certain amount of dark time to actually grow and perform as they should. And for most plants, that sweet spot is 10 hours of daylight and 14 hours of darkness, or somewhere about that. Here at the urban farm, we have walnut trees, which are beautiful, long-lived trees, lovely, tall trees. But the problem with walnut trees, as far as gardening goes, is that they have chemicals in them that prevent other things from growing. It's a wonderful evolutionary trait for the walnut, keeps weed competition at bay for that tree, but it keeps things like your lettuce plants from growing as well. So if you identify walnut trees in your yard around where you want your garden to go, maybe move that garden 20 feet farther away. Another big concern for urban gardening is what used to be in the spot where you want to put your garden. Your lot could be 100 years old, and it could have been developed in different ways over the decades. So you want to think about what used to be there. Obviously, heavy metal contamination is a real thing for gardening in an urban setting. So you want to take great concern over if you're putting a garden in where a house used to be or where a driveway used to be. You probably don't want to do that because there's going to be some heavy metals there. When I think about putting new gardens in, a great tool that I use is the Boone County Assessor's website. This website has pictures of the entire Boone County from 1936 to now. The county updates its aerial photography about every 10 years, starting in 1936. So if you find your plot of land in that website, you can see over time what used to be there. For instance, when I look at pictures of our urban farm, I can see that sometime in the 60s, there was a house built that I've never seen. It was never around when I've come past the garden before it was a garden. But I know it was there, and I know that we can't grow things there because there is a foundation still there from that house. So after you've figured out a good placement for your future garden, the second step is you want to take a soil sample. To take a soil sample, you want to take your shovel and spade into the earth about 6 inches. When you pull that scoop of soil back up, you want to dust the first few inches off, where like the grass and the roots and the organic matter are, and you want the soil underneath that. You want to take a lot of samples from one area and mix them together to create one soil sample, so it's a good cross-section of your entire garden. It's like one snapshot of what your whole garden looks like. We always send our soil samples to the University of Missouri's Soil and Plant Pathology Lab. It's only $10 for a soil sample. It's pretty reasonable, and they get your results back really quickly. So the soil sample is going to tell you really important pieces of information, like the amount of organic matter in your soil, the pH level, and different nutrient levels. And then you can use that information to decide on what kind of fertilizer you want to use, or if maybe you don't want to grow there because there's some heavy metals there. But starting with a soil sample, both for nutrient analysis and also heavy metal contamination, is really important when starting a garden. Your next step is to think what kind of garden you want to have. You can roughly break it into two types of gardens. There's raised bed gardens and in-ground gardens. Raised bed gardens can be great for places like Missouri where there's huge thunderstorms and torrential downpours every once in a while that will drop an inch or so of rain at once, which maybe doesn't sound like a lot when I say it, but it's a lot of water on your garden. Those raised beds can keep the roots of your plants from drowning, can keep the bed from getting too wet, can prohibit flooding, but they're a little bit of work. So if you're not really interested in doing that amount of work, you can just have a garden in the ground. Deciding if you want to make raised beds or have an in-ground garden is important to know before you actually do any site preparation, because it's going to affect a little bit how you prepare your site. You want to kill the grass, and you can do that a whole lot of different ways. My favorite way is just to cover up where your garden is going to be with cardboard, a newspaper, a tarp, some straw, and let that kill the grass over several months' time. So a great time to do it is like in the fall, and let it kill the grass over the winter time, and then in the spring, you can move that away and all the grass is killed. So the last step in preparing your garden for its first summer is by adding organic matter. We do this by adding compost to our beds. You can get compost a lot of places in Colombia, or you can add organic matter through livestock manure. After you add your organic matter to your garden bed, you want to cover all exposed soil with mulch. So that can be straw mulch, that can be leaf litter, that can be landscape fabric, it can be a lot of different things. But the point is you want to cover it so that the soil stays cool and so it stays moist for all the little critters that live in the soil that will make your plants happier. And the happier your soil is, the happier your plants are, the better gardening experience you have. If you want to learn more about the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture and our events, visit our website at columbiaurbanag.org or like us on Facebook at Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture. I'm the farm manager for CCUA, Carrie Hargrove, and this has been Farm Your Yard. Happy gardening!